Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. John, what's God saying to you, man?
Man, well, you know, I had some time to abide and listen to what God's wanting to say. But, you know, when we think about honor, you know, the Lord has this, wants us to live a life of honor. And we talked about this the other day on VFN Radio, actually, I believe just yesterday, approaching God with honor. If you missed that, you want to definitely get that. And how we need to restore honor to our fathers and to our mothers, and the church has to get it right. But, you know, the Lord's called us to honor him in many different ways. We honor him with our heart. We honor him with our bodies. We honor him when we live a life that's worthy of the calling that he has given us.
Our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Yeah. It sounds like you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. But and we know this, right? We spend time with God. We abide with God. But there's another way that we are called to honor the Lord that often, and we're seeing now, I mean, with George Barna's, you know, stats that he shares upon the church, that only 3% of the church is actually functioning in this honor towards God. You know what I mean? It's like, and are we really honoring him? This is what the Word of God says. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth. So it says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine.
God of the harvest, you're talking about.
God of the harvest.
Wow.
You know, honor the Lord. And you're looking right now at a church that's not honoring God. At the same time, trying to pray to God for blessing, for health, for protection, for all these things. And it's like, where's the honor? Malachi says, "Where is if I'm your father, where's the honor?"
Right. That's right. You know who your daddy is because that's who you honor.
That's right.
If God is your father, then you're honoring him, right?
Mm-hmm. So we're not called to tip God. We're not called to throw something, a little something in, but out of the first fruits. Obviously, you know, we're not growing crops and harvests today with, you know, vegetables and vegetation, but we are harvesting crops because God tells us in the Word of God that he has given us the ability to gain wealth. He's given us the resources, the grace, the anointing, the intelligence to produce wealth in our everyday lives. And it's out of that first fruit. It's out of that very beginning. You know, it's one of the greatest pleasures you have as a believer is to come to the point where you can say thank you, where you understand with great humility that there's nothing that you could, there's no harvest that can come out of your life outside of God. We talked about yesterday how every physical and spiritual harvest all belongs to the Lord. It's his.
That's right.
It's his, and it's his hand upon us. It's his anointing upon us. It's his favor upon us that's opened those opportunities so that we can come into his presence. And it just puts the fear of God in me when I think about, you know, how many are coming into the Lord's presence, are coming worshiping God with their mouths, but their hearts are far from them, because really when we're giving to the Lord, it's not about money. We find out that God has what?
It's his already.
Yeah, it's his already. Mm-hmm.
And he can prove it to us, right?
In a minute.
Has anybody seen my wallet? Has anybody seen my wallet?
Yeah. I believe it's in Psalms 50 where it says that God has a cattle on 1,000 hills. And before that verse of scripture, he's talking about, you know, sacrifice thank offerings. He's like, I don't need a bull. I don't need a goat. I don't need this thing. But it's about honor. It's about a thank offering. It's about giving the Lord the tithe, because you're saying, God, it is all from you. We're showing the dependency factor. And really, it's about our heart. And if we're not honoring God with the wealth that he's entrusted to us, that's not good. It's saying that, God, you don't have my heart. In fact, you know, this job has my heart, this money has my heart, this other stuff has my heart. But when we can come before God and not just give the tithe, we talk so much about, you know, you hear the tithe. Listen, the tithe is the first step. It's like that belongs to the Lord. Uh-huh. We need to grow in a level of maturity and of love and appreciation to the Lord, that we are stepping in areas of offerings, that we're believing God that we are going to finance kingdom advancement, that out of the extras, we're looking for places and ministries and opportunities to say, I want to sow. I'm a kingdom, you know, financer, if you will. There's people that finance businesses. I want to finance the advancement of God's kingdom, and I want to spread financial seed everywhere because, I, you know, this is that.
This is that. You're right.
Absolutely.
And that is the secret. That's one of the secrets, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a secret. The secret to having abundance is to let go of something that you have.
Mm.
You know, little children go, I don't know if I want to let go of this.
Mm.
But when you grow up, you put away childish things,
that's right?
Mm-hmm. You know, you got to realize, and God wants you to be able to share.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways that we know that we care about one, when you know what, when your siblings care about each other, they don't duct tape you to a tricycle and run you through the French doors on the front studio, yeah, second street. Got an amen in the back studio over there. They share their tricycle with you.
Yeah.
They don't duct tape you to it when they share it.
There was no duct tape involved.
There was no duct tape.
Just cement. Paper mache.
Moving off Second Street. The we break all generational Second Street. But the but seriously, that's how you know. You know that you love when you give.
Yeah.
You know, when you give, when you say, here's some of mine. And God says, I'll give you my son.
Mm-hmm.
I love you so much that I will give you my son.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, we give him us.
Yeah.
And then as that progresses, he gives us more. And then we give him, as a matter of fact, he just says, just give me the first part of that. You keep the rest of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the first part of it. It's got to be first because I know your nature. I know what's going to go on. If you wait till the last, you're going to be worshiping it, not worshiping me. I'm your God. I want to have a relationship with you. But the first fruits.
Yeah.
You know, don't pay all your bills and all your taxes and find out what's left. No, even if it works out to where you still have a tithe or whatever, before you even put your detailed intellectual mind on that increase, don't even kick it in. You know, take a knife and cut off 10% of it and press the piece of that bread aside and say, that's God's.
Yeah. And let's just go there right now. Is it a net or gross? I mean, listen.
Well, it depends if you're riding around on the gross. I mean, if you're riding around on the road, then the police officer is protecting you in the gross and the country.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's right. It's the gross.
No. If you don't get in a car that actually has had some governmental concepts put around it to keep you safe, like airbags and speed limits. And if you don't pull off your driveway into the road that kind of connects you to other things, I mean, I guess you would. And if you don't, I don't know, if you don't experience the freedom that you have in your country because they're keeping your border safe and that a police officer patrolling your neighborhood. Oh, that the people who work tirelessly. And I was just thinking about this last night as I was walking Max. I'm just so appreciative to all the ones who choose to serve in government, in your local city councils and county commissioners and sheriffs and mayors. And they just tirelessly think about things like, we need a drainage ditch here.
Right.
We need a holding pond here. We need water to be able to move. I'm like, I'm so glad they're thinking about that because I really wouldn't want to busy my time.
I know.
But we need to support them in the... So, yeah, I would say gross.
Yes.
I would say gross.
Gross. And also this, too. Sometimes folks say, you know, I don't have a financial income at this time. Listen, ask God to show you what you can give. I think about Richard Wurmbrand, who was tortured for Christ. Talk about being persecuted. He was locked up in prison, I believe, 10 years in Romania, and he was fed bread and water. And you know what he would do? He would cut a corner. He would cut a tithe of his bread out that he was fed.
Oh, wow.
As an offering to God, as a tithe, to say, God, I'm going to honor you with everything that I have.
That's exactly it. It's not about it. It's about your heart. It's about, are you willing to give, share? It's a good word. It's so it's so timely. And for quite some time, do you know that you can give your way out of trouble?
Yeah.
If it's the right heart. And you can't hoard your way out of trouble, but you can give your way out of trouble. Start giving of your life to God. Give it in the right context of that. Giving of your time. Giving of your resources. I mean, if what's in your hand don't meet your need, brother, then what's in your hand is your seed. I mean, you understand that you got to, sometimes you got to push real hard because you have been stuck in a mindset thinking that you were God.
Mm.
Your ideas was God. And what you were doing was right, but it brought you into a bad place.
Yeah.
And so now, despite all that, you say, you know what? I'm going to trust God. And you just start pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. You can't out-trust God. Don't panic. If you start panicking, then you're revealing the fact that you really, really were trusting in yourself and your own resources and what's going on. But after a while, your giving becomes extravagant. And then you're just like, you know, just look for opportunities to be able to give.
Absolutely.
Because no longer are you worried about what the pagans are worried about, what Jesus said in Matthew chapter, what, 5 or 6 on the Sermon on the Mount. He says, pagans worry about these things. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And it's like, you know, I just want to give. You just look for opportunities to sow into good soil. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.